Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and my guest today is going to be presenting us with some information. I don't know about you, but being in business myself, it seems like it's an ever-constant item of attention you have to give to, is how in the world do you make people aware of what you're doing? How can you do it more effectively? Well, Jill is absolutely amazing with her book, Get Noticed, Get Referrals. And we're going to be talking about how if you're in business, or if you're wanting to go into business, or you're just wanting to become more known for whatever reason, this lady's got a lot of savvy. Jill, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
Jill, when I went through your book, I can remember going through it and just sweating bullets and thinking, I don't know how this lady does what she does. I mean, this is just amazing. You're an international speaker. You're a CEO of a strategic consulting firm called Promising Promotions. You have worked with major networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, and all kinds of media. You have published other bestsellers called Guerrilla Publicity and Networking Magic. My goodness, Jill, one would think that your schedule would be so full. You've already done so well with these other books. What made you decide that you needed to put out Get Noticed, Get Referrals?
Well, you know, well, I just can't help myself. I got more to say. You know, Donna, I mean, frankly, one of my missions is really to help business owners get their message out. And there's, you know, using guerrilla publicity, my first book, and learning how to be influential through networking, my second book, Networking Magic. And then really what I realized is the whole thing ties together about how to be influential. So the third book, Get Noticed, Get Referrals, seems to tie right in. And I'm really big about, you know, giving people real teams and systems to use. And I think it's really key to keep learning and keep growing about how to get your business visibility and credibility without spending a fortune, which is what I do for people.
Well, I'll tell you, in today's world, I was just this morning, I had a meeting with someone at a local technical college. And there are so many major shifts and changes, and there is so much fear that's being promoted. And in my conversation with this gentleman, he said, I am so weary with all of this beating people down mentality that's coming through media. He said, I'm so disgusted with it. Yeah, we've got some challenges, but goodness gracious, in these challenges, we've got to be able to make the shifts and changes. And one of the components in your book is that you are giving some tools, but there's multiple levels to these tools. And right off the bat, you talk about how most people are not good self-promoters, especially women. Holy Moses, can I recommend, you know, I can relate to that very, very succinctly. How did you get past that?
Well, you know, it's very interesting, and really in our culture, for whatever reason, women particularly are trained not to promote themselves. I think this is a problem with all people, men and women.
Yes,
particularly,
it goes across the board.
Yes, absolutely. It's a little bit about, people are very shy about promoting themselves and spreading their message. And, you know, here's how I got over it. I decided that what I do is truly a gift, meaning I help business owners get their message heard through low-cost publicity ways. I support people all around the country. You know, what I learned was, guess what? This is a gift I have. I truly is a gift being able to translate people's messages, and I love it. It's my passion. It's my joy. And if you're coming from that place, self-promotion is not quite as, you know, ugly as it appears. And I think this is some shall we say, myth that people got into their heads around, well, gosh, you know, I shouldn't be too loud. My whole thing is training people that, guess what, by not doing your promotion, you're denying the world your gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big believer in to give your gift, what you came here to do, what God gave you the talent to do, your true passion, talents, and your abilities. These are the gifts that most people are in business with. And so for me, it's about giving a gift to others. And I'm betting most people would want to know about your gifts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that you've hit on something there, and your book goes into networking, and networking is a word that has been so abused that when people hear it, they just shudder. They just go, oh, please, don't talk to me about networking. I've just had enough of it. But human relationships are so important. I had a situation where I did an event at the end of March, and I needed to have some wonderful speakers. And I just picked up the phone and made phone calls to some people that I knew, and bingo, there were all of these wonderful referrals. I had tremendous support there, and I think that people forget that. There is a detachment that's evolving with our technology
mm-hmm.
today that, to me, is something that is going to require some evaluation. Because that person-to-person connection makes a difference.
Absolutely. And I think that's really the key, right, is that it is all about that belly-to-belly marketing is what we call it, networking magic. And it is a focus on meeting and greeting out in the public. I recommend, you know, twice a month, get out into local networking groups so that you are making connections, that people gain your face and name recognition, that you're spreading who you are and people are getting that about you. It truly makes a big difference.
Now, let's go into some points. Let's start right at the very beginning. You say getting noticed is a full-time job. You've just talked about that. And you make the comment it takes thought, planning, and discipline. Someone is in business. Their schedule is already full. They're saying, I've got the possibility, depending on where they're located, I maybe have 250,000 people in my environment. I want to be able to reach some of those people. How do I plan this out? I've already got a full schedule. What do I do? How would you approach that with someone?
Yes, and, you know, welcome to the wonderful world of life. I mean, part of your schedule needs to include promotion and marketing. So, for instance, every day, I'll just give you one of my secrets. I create three high-value activities that I'm going to do to focus on to create my revenue. Now, my monthly revenue goal, I mean. And I think it's really important that people measure for success, right? If you want to be successful, you have to measure for it. So one of the things in your calendar is put in your calendar your networking, your marketing time for your business. So, for instance, I'm on the phone 90 minutes a day marketing, Donna, and I'm a successful business person.
Mm-hmm.
Part of how I stay successful is I'm on the phone 90 minutes a day marketing, you know, and I'm out speaking all around the country. My schedule is pretty out there, like you said in the beginning. But I'm going to suggest, guess what? That's how I've stayed successful. That's how I've stayed consistent. And I think it's a great formula for most people to put aside, I would recommend at least 1 hour a day for your marketing. And that means outgoing sales calls. That doesn't mean you check your email. That doesn't mean you redo your website or do other what's really business development activities. And, you know, listen, I'm tempted too, you know, all the time to do that, but make sure that that time is in your schedule. And then on certain days, like if there's a networking lunch or a dinner or a mixer at your Chamber of Commerce, that can count as your sales time
mm-hmm.
instead of doing that 1 hour, right? That,
mm-hmm.
that might be okay. So it can be either or, but make sure you're part, doing a piece of it. That's what's key.
Being completely present wherever you are is a point that is very significant.
Absolutely. And, you know, let's face it, it's challenging times. People are multitasking. You know, I'm sure if someone's listening to this show, they probably got the kids running around. They're maybe driving somewhere. You know, they might be double-checking email and listening to phone calls. Who knows? But it's pretty typical these days to be varied in your task, to be multiple tasking. Hey, I take great pride in it. So there's nothing wrong with that, but I do think when you're in conversation in a networking event, look at the person in the eye. Listen to what they're saying. Truly look to see, how can I help and serve this person? When you're in conversation with someone on the phone, your clients or prospects, potential customers, really be listening. And I think what really makes presence work is to look and see, how can I help? What can I do to support this person? What, you know, what can I do? That's being present.
I think
where you win the, that's where you win the big points.
Being a connector. This, I think, can be so valuable when you're able to link people with whatever to assist them, to just what you said, to be able to empower them in some way.
Yeah.
You say you need to develop a connecting frame of mind. Talk about that for a moment.
Great. It's coming from a place called, how can I help? You know, when I walk into a room, my first question is, who can I serve here? And I'm looking for people I can connect. I love it. And I what I've seen from most other people is they also get joy when they make connections happen. You know, for instance, there was somebody who came to apply for an administrative job here. It wasn't actually a good match. But I found that she actually had better skills in other arenas and hooked her up with another client of mine who needed her exact skills, thereby getting her a job. How wonderful is that, right? Now, this is somebody I don't really even know, per se, but I know that there might be a better match. That, to me, is a great connection. So coming from a connecting frame of mind means that you're looking at ways to make things happen for others based on what they want and what they desire. Not always what you want. And, of course, guess what happens? You get what you want because people are looking to help you. You know, I'm going to be speaking at a university where people who write books gather. And one of my colleagues, you know, I was able to get her a guest pass. And she's like, oh, I owe you, I owe you. And she's so excited. And, you know, for me that was like, well, that was easy. So can you come from a place called, who do I know in my golden Rolodex where I can make connections happen? And so as you're going through your day, look to see where you can help make that happen. I'll tell you my big secret is that, you know, people say practice random acts of kindness. My thing is practice conscious acts of kindness. And so every day I look to see how I can do that at least once, and of course hopefully more, but at least once. During the day, I will do some conscious act of kindness, and that often involves connecting people.
And I think that is just absolutely invaluable. A big challenge for many individuals, in today's market especially, because there is such a shift with the economy, people are having to rethink how they do things, maybe become more creative or interact with people who can do some creative thinking for them. You have a chapter titled, You Can't Do It Alone. And I think it is an invaluable chapter because none of us can do our lives alone. It just doesn't happen. But so many times people will think, well, I'm doing it all by myself. And then they end up with a negative. Let's address some of the experiences that you've had and how you have learned not to do it alone, and to be totally at ease and comfortable with it.
Oh, yes. But you know what? I started off as a Lone Ranger. I was, I swear. You know, I thought I could do it all alone. I figured I could, you know, handle it. Well, It, you know, first of all, my new joke is it takes a village to write a book, and it takes multiple villages to promote it.
Oh, no kidding.
No kidding. And that's just the book part. I have a TV show I'm working on, and do you know I have a crew of 8 people every single time we shoot that TV show that support me between filming, writing in, you know, the underneath the people who I interview.
Mm-hmm.
It takes someone to book the guests. It takes people to bring the food in. It takes 3 camera people to shoot the show and sound people. That's 8 people right there. Do you
mm-hmm.
think I could do that TV show alone called Messages of Hope? That's my new TV show.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. But, you know, what I've discovered is if you want to do anything in life, really, I really, it almost doesn't matter what, you usually need a team
mm-hmm.
to pull it off. You know, I remember going and watching David Letterman's show in New York, and I was sitting in the audience, and so during commercial breaks, there would be a swarm around his desk. You know, he looks so casual there.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, there's this swarm. There must be like 20 people, particularly, you know, one producer and then like 8 other people handing scripts and other things. There's the band to the left. You know, there's probably 12 people in that. You know, there's constant people supporting him to run a one-hour show. Not to mention, I think one time I saw Oprah say that she had about 300 people on her staff between the magazine and the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're doing big projects, obviously the staff has to be bigger. But, you know, if you're a solopreneur or a person with a 3-person business, you still need assistance.
Mm-hmm.
You still need people who will help you daily, whether it's in your personal life or in your business life. So I'm really big around stop being a lone ranger, start getting a team. Start small. If you can't afford 20-hour a week person, then go 10 hours and let them help you do the things that are important to do. You know, like, for instance, I have a virtual assistant who works 5 hours a week off-site for me. I have someone who works out of my home office helping me with bank errands and taking out the recycling. You know,
mm-hmm.
she just came over to do that, helping fax documents over to people, whatever's needed, right?
Yes,
so
because there is that factor. Goodness gracious, I can spend 3 hours just handling emails.
Well, of course, not to mention invoicing. You know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of my clients start invoicing their clients, and I'm thinking, now, why are you doing that? You could be out doing networking, revenue-generating activities, and, frankly, get some help. So one of the
mm-hmm.
things I often do with my clients is have them get assistance right away. I think it's really key to get support.
Absolutely. But again, you're looking at budget. So what would you say to someone who is that entrepreneur, who is that solo person that says, wow, I don't have a budget here that enables me to have this virtual assistant?
Mm-hmm.
How can they educate themselves so that they can be aware of, one, what to pay someone to do that, and two, how they could use technology to serve them better via a virtual assistant. I really like that description.
Yes, and, you know, I have to tell you, I used to have a full-time person in my office, and that was great, you know, for that time. But here's what I discovered. Having a person off-site, the truth is I'm much more efficient. We're not talking all the time. They're getting the work handled. We email back and forth. We fax back and forth. She'll text me and say, hey, you know, so-and-so just called. All my phone calls get loaded over to her.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really easy.
Great. So anyway, there are ways of finding out now.
Exactly. So I just want to say, like, there's a great service called assistantmatch.com. That was how I found my virtual assistant. Love that service. Or Craigslist or elance.com are great resources to find excellent people to help you in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really going to recommend, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, it took me some getting used to. All of a sudden, the phones don't ring in my office. What a concept. Do you know how much time that frees up?
Oh, that's an amazing amount.
Tremendous amount. I don't have to say, hello, how are you, joelublin.com. You know, here
mm-hmm.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then people just sometimes want your zip code. You know, oh, could you please give me your address? Well, I don't have to do that. So how wonderful is that? So what will happen, what's so great, is once you start delegating, it's so much fun.
Well, and when people are good at what they do, you know, there are some people that just absolutely, I was talking with a young woman yesterday. She just loves doing a detail stuff. It just thrills her no end. Drives me up a wall sometimes.
Well, of course, and me too, and I'm not a detail person. I'm really great at other things, but that's not my specialty. Now,
right.
Like you said, there are people who love to do that. They make a living at it. Well, we should help them make a living.
Absolutely. And then that empowers you to do what you need to do.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about pre-marketing, because your book, Get Noticed, Get Referrals, enables someone to have some tools to work with, and you have some very, very good exercises for people to go through. And before we get into the pre-marketing, you say you measure an aggravation factor when you're working in business, and you say, is this a project or a person I should avoid because this person or job will give me too much stress and aggravation? That is such a significant question to ask.
Isn't it, though? Well, I don't know about you, but I think we've all had clients who go, now, why did I start working with this person? You know, one of my clients, she's a therapist, and she took on this woman who, frankly, from the moment this woman signed on with her, she was a pain. I mean, honestly, it was just different signals and, you know, those yellow flags you get, and all of a sudden your heart starts pounding a little bit, and you're going, oh, my God. Well, this happened to her, and this woman started, was a hassle to work with, wanted, you know, less for more, all kinds of problems. And you know what? Now, and finally she said to her, the therapist said, you know, this doesn't work for me for us to work together. We're probably not a good match. But unfortunately, that was too far into the deal. And at this point, the woman's threatening all kinds of problems. What do you need that for? The truth is, all the signals were there in the beginning. So one thing I've learned is when people start right from the beginning with negotiating your rate, for instance, or they want a lot, they demand a lot, they're constantly calling you, they're hard to deal with, you're starting to feel stress around dealing with them. I pay attention to that now, and I say, you know, my schedule's a little busy, but I have a great referral for you. So I'll be helpful to them. But I won't take everybody anymore. I don't need to. And you know what I found is that even though there are times when, believe me, you know, we all need the revenue or the money, oh, my gosh, I need another client. And, you know, that other client that you end up taking who was a pain to begin with becomes more of a pain later and costs you money and time and energy, might ask for a refund. And you know what? You didn't need them in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say. So check out that aggravation factor before you get started. Mostly pay attention to all the signs right from the beginning. People show you who they are right in the beginning.
Yes, they do. And then you have a wonderful chapter on why are you knocking yourself out. And you have some excellent questions. What do I want from my work? Who would I like to work with? What kind of people are they? What tasks would I rather not do? Which people do I wish to avoid? And we've covered some of that. But those are questions that are very direct questions. And only we as individuals can answer those honestly. And
that's right.
Sometimes it really takes being off somewhere. Maybe go to a coffee shop someplace or go to the library or just sit off somewhere where nobody's going to bother you so that you can ask yourself those questions. And then you talk about assessing strengths and weaknesses. This is tough for any of us to do because sometimes we get our little egos up, and I just love it when somebody says, oh, what, I'm so good just about at everything. I can just do everything. And I go, yeah, wrong. This is not true. We do have our weaknesses, and we do have those strengths. And so who do you ask to find out about that?
Please. Well, first of all, yourself. I mean, I think we all know we're good at certain things and not at others. I mean, I am not a bookkeeper, okay? So I was clear with my business, I needed a bookkeeper, someone with that kind of financial expertise. I am not a great detail person. I need people around me who keep the details and keep me organized and on track and on time. Actually, I'm pretty good about time, but I'm just saying you have to know what you're good at and what you're not. And we're not all good at most things. I have people who work with me who say, I'm not good at promotion, meaning they aren't good at promotion. So I support them, right? And I give them the words to say and how to message themselves. Find out where your skills and strengths are. And I think the first person to ask is yourself. Then ask people around you. People will tell you, hey, you know what? You're really not good at that. Or, you know, tell me what you think I'm best at and how do I show up and what do you think I would be best at? What do you notice about me? You know, what shines about me? Ask people. your better friends, your spouse. You know, ask people around who see you day in and day out.
Mm-hmm.
That will make a big difference.
Yes, it will. Well, there's so much in your material, Jill. We obviously can't go on and on. And I just know that I've had my own personal journey. Everybody has it. And it's something where we're always going to have to do reinvention. Again, I was talking with someone earlier today before I went on air. This is a professional that has spent 27 years in an industry, is extremely skilled. All of a sudden, they're being booted out,
laid
and
off.
They're just
uh-huh.
in a quandary. And I go, you are valuable. You don't realize how valuable you are. There are not but just a handful of people that have what you have in the way of expertise. Don't feel like you're being put on the trash heap.
That's right.
So,
and unfortunately, in this time of layoff, you know, that's happening a lot out there. But
absolutely.
The truth is, I think it's a great time for reinvention.
Yes. And I think that it's something that your book gives an opportunity for people to be aware of. Now, what is your website? I know we've got less than a minute here. What's your website?
Oh, they go to JillLublin.com. That's J-I-L-L-L-U-B as in boy, L-I-N.com. And also take a look at my Crash Course in Publicity. It's a great one-day event, or they can do it as a webinar all around the country.
And when is that going to be?
Well, it changes all the time, but I've got them coming up in Los Angeles July 10th, in the Bay Area on May 19th and June 19th. I've got them in Texas, in Phoenix, in Canada, all over the country and internationally, and they can also take it as a webinar if they don't choose to travel. So there's great ways to really get your message out without spending a fortune, and that's what I focus on in the Crash Course in Publicity.
Jill Lublin, this has been just absolutely delightful. Your book, Get Noticed, Get Referrals, Build Your Client Base and Your Business by Making a Name for Yourself. It is loaded. Thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you for having me, Donna.
It's been a pleasure. This is Donna Sebo. Go to her website, JillLublin.com. That's L-U-B-L-I-N. Of course, her first name is J-I-L-L. We are taking a break. We're going to be back in just a minute. Don't go away.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel better. fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
The people need an answer right now for you to bring.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Telephone lines are now open. If you'd like to call in worldwide, the toll-free number is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756 or direct line 530-876-9916. That's 530-876-9916. Now, what happens when you call in and give me your first name or initial? It's really quite simple. All you need to do is give me your first name or your initial. I love to know where you're calling in from. And then after that, you're welcome to just sit back, relax, and listen to what I tell you. And then you're invited to ask a question about anything that is concerning you. I'm more than happy to help you do that. I'm an information resource, and I love to use my talents to empower you as an individual to help your life be perhaps a little bit more comfortable if you're going through some challenges. This is totally free to you, and you are able to do it. So give me a call at 888-815-9756 or 530-876-9916. Now, I do need to tell you, we have a guest scheduled tomorrow, Melvin L., and I've not been able to reach him, so I don't know that we're going to be able to have him on tomorrow. But on Friday, we're going to be talking with Joan Bunny, sexy in your 60s. Joan is an absolute doll. I have had the chance to interact with her, and she is just so full of energy. And we're going to be talking about how, as you mature, ladies, you can look better than you ever dreamed and can feel better about your life. You know, 60s anymore are considered middle age because we're all living so much longer. Why? Because we have the opportunity to take better care of ourselves. We're more alert and aware than ever before. So that's what's coming up on Friday. And next week, we've got a dynamic lineup of people. We're going to be talking with Eldon Taylor about mind programming. You're not going to want to miss this. If you want to have an understanding of how we can be subliminally affected, and this is scientific research, it's been proven. So he's going to be with me on Monday. And then Healing the Rift, Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. Leo Kim has a magnificent book on this, and we're going to be chatting about that. Jonathan Goldman is going to be my guest. This man is a master with music. It's just been a joy to listen to the productions that he's done, and we'll be sharing some of the production work regarding sound healing. It can make a tremendous difference for anyone. And then the psychic housewife, Lorraine Rowe, is going to be with us. Lorraine has some fun things to share about developing your own intuition. And then T. Scott Gross, his book, When the Customer Talks, Service, How Do You Make Sure That You're Giving the Best? How do you evaluate what customers really want? Well, he's going to be giving us that information, and we're going to be able to perhaps empower ourselves in different ways. So that's a little bit about the guests that are coming up. Remember, you can always check out on the BBS radio website the guests that are coming up, and you can find out who they are. And then if you are not able to listen to the show directly, you can always go into the archives. And why not? That's something that, hey, in our busy world, you may not be able to be on the computer, but infrequently, and when you have a chance and you say, gee, there's something on Donna's show, I missed it, I want to listen to it, it's right there waiting for you anytime that you're ready to listen. Donna Sebo here. Give me a call, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756 or 530-876-9916. 9916 if you would like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. J.K. Rowling. This is a woman just about all of us are familiar with. She wrote the series about Harry Potter. This woman has walked a journey in life that has been absolutely phenomenal. And this last year, she was doing an appearance at Harvard. And when she was there, she wasn't rah-rah-rahing about the success that she had. She instead talked about failure. Now, in the minds of many people, failure is a very, very bad word. However, she said that's not the case. And she talked about herself, who gave up her dream of writing novels to study something more practical. And she said in Britain, being that woman, she ended up as an unemployed single mom, as poor as it is possible to be in modern Britain without being homeless. During this time, her passion for writing did not diminish. She was counting her blessings. She said, I had a wonderful daughter. I had an old clunker of a typewriter. And these stories were going through her head. And that is where she was. And her statement to the people at Harvard was, you might never fail on the scale I did, but it is impossible to live without failing at something unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all, in which case you fail by default. Very powerful words. Let me repeat them. It is impossible to live without failing at something unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all, in which case you fail by default. And this is what she went on to say. She said, you will never truly know yourself or the strength of your relationships until both have been tested by adversity. Such knowledge is a true gift, for it is painfully won, and it has been worth more to me than any qualification I ever earned. In today's world, as I was talking with Jill, my guest, just a short time ago, people are being forced into changes. I mentioned that I was talking with someone who had been in a particular industry for 27 years and is being booted out. This is so upsetting. They thought they had everything planned. They thought they had everything in place. And here they are, within 1 month, their world as they've known it is totally gone. And this is a person who's accomplished quite a bit. And this is something that I address in my newsletter that I put out just recently. But a lot of us are having to reinvent what we want to do, where we have to go, and what choices we want to make. Where do we want to see ourselves? But as she said so effectively, it is so important that she had the failure because it meant something to her and it gave her, in a way, a motivation, a desire to succeed. And she gave attention to the things she loved the most. And, you know, if you really are willing to invest in yourself, remember, you're your best asset. You really are. You're the best asset in your life. And it is so important when we listen to people like Ms. Rowling that it is a part of our experience. I don't know why we've gotten to the point where we seem to think that the world is supposed to be a fluffy cloud of just, I don't know what, fluff stuff. There's always going to be tough times at one point in your life or another. And this is something that we don't, you know, people don't want to talk about. It's like, well, let's just look at the good stuff, okay? But if you understand that when you learn, it's just like when you're a kid, you're around a stove. Maybe your mom or your dad says, don't touch a stove, it's hot. Well, they know it's hot. But here you are as a kid, you're going to say, ah, yeah, right, boom. You put your hand on the stove and all of a sudden, Son of a gun, they aren't right. Whoa, why did that happen? Now, we fuss and we fret and we say we don't want our kids to go through what we went through, and we want everybody to be insulated from life. But sometimes we have to have those things occur to us so we wake up and get out of our brain fog. And we take a more active environment of choice, and we choose that active environment and say, I'm going to put myself in it. This is where I want to be. This is what I need to do. And this is how I have to do it. Goodness gracious, that's happened to me so many times in my life, and sometimes I wonder, isn't there some utopia that we're supposed to be a part of? Well, I'm sorry, on this planet it doesn't exist. So we are of that mindset where we need to realize there's no guarantees. And every day is a gift, every moment is a gift, and how are we going to use it? Now, I wanted to share some information with you about how the brain is being measured regarding our thinking. And this is something that I'm going to talk about. This is information from Stanford University. And it's about how we learn and how we make decisions and what's going on in the brain, what is actually happening. So we're going to be taking a break in just a moment. Now, if you want to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to do that. That's part of my reason for doing what I do, because I love being able to give intuitive readings to people. 888-815-9756 is worldwide. Also 530-876-9916. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. And also, after we come back, I'm going to let you know about some of the programs that I'm going to be a guest on, including one here on BBS. So I'll inform you about that as well. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll have good stuff to share with you about how your brain works and also what you can do to make a difference for yourself. We'll be right back.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. Telephone number to call into is 888-815-9756. Also 530-876-9916. Now, before I go into this research on the brain that I've got some information on, I want to let you know about a couple of shows that I'm doing this month that are going to make it possible for you to get another perspective, and I'm going to be interacting with wonderful talk show hosts. One of them is Monique Chapman. I've known Monique for years. She's on Achieve Radio. Her show is called Walking with Spirit, and it's going to be Tuesday, May the 12th, and the call-in number for that is 888-235-7374, and again, that's AchieveRadio.com. You can go in there to Monique's information and find out about her wonderful show, and she's invited me to be a guest, and I just am so pleased, and we're going to be on for 2 hours. Then, here on BBS, on Tuesday, May 19th, I'm going to be the guest of Katie Romero. She has a program called Spiritual Hollywood right here on BBS, and she's on Station 1, and I'm going to be on the air with her from 6 until 7. And Katie is just a doll, and I'm so grateful that I've been invited to be a guest on their programming. It's so nice of them to do that, and I really appreciate that interaction and being able to share with other people that are in media. So just know that those two programs are coming up. By the way, my newsletter went out, and it is going to be posted up on my website, DelphiInternational.com, and the information about upcoming shows, also the guests that I feature on the show, all of this is coming together. So it's very important that you know that that is going to be available to you. And if you'd like to be on my email list, just send me a message, Donna@DelphiInternational.com, and I'm happy to send it out to you every month. Donna Sebo, 888-815-9756 or 530-876-9916. Well, brain research, what happens when you get an idea, a brand new thought, something's going on, the brain is just working? Well, dependent on the idea or thought, and can be one of the same, I guess, if you are really industrious with your thinking, this is what goes on inside your brain. There's an intricate web of knowledge that will spin out from it. And they have taken snapshots of the brain during learning activities that actually show neurons in the brain firing, growing, and forming new connections. Now, they have done this in studying people that are on the Internet. Every time someone goes and learns something new, bing, 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 bing. The brain doesn't shut down as you get older. In fact, it expands. And the more you use it, the more those cells are activated. What's more fascinating, though, is that failure can trigger this kind of activity. Failure actually can enhance your brain. And you may be sitting there saying, Donna, you're really reaching. Don't give me that. When I'm in the failure mode, how in the world is that going to help my brain? Well, this is what Stanford University researchers have found out. They tracked and compared the brain waves of subjects with growth and fixed mindsets. Now, when those that have an attitude of growth fail at a task, what they found is they find them entering a more focused mental state as they try to figure out their mistake. And when they go through various trials, experimentations, they seem to make the changes in the brain and they improve. And they, what's happening is there's a learning process that is going on and, quote unquote, the brain grows. Yes, it's true. Now, those that have a fixed mindset never enter into this focused state of learning, and they won't show any kind of advancement. Now, there's an Anton Vicara, who is a professor of psychology and neuroscience at the University of Southern California, that has done a lot of study of certain people's work on this, and what he did in his own research, he actually isolated two equally sized centers in the prefrontal cortex. Now, one he says that he feels it's responsible for the fear of failure, and the other one for the lure of success. And he thinks that there is often a communication between the two, and always a debate. Should I take the risk or is the reward really worth it? And they said these areas of the brain interact during decision-making processes. Now, they're still researching this, but they said we found out, and we have proven this before, that people could learn from their mistakes, but now we're finding out where this is going on in the brain and how it is happening. And it goes back to basic survival skills. In a normally functioning brain, failure is welcomed as an opportunity for learning and strengthening the species. That's a different perspective. Anytime you learn something new, and I don't know about you, but sometimes it's sort of like information overload. Phew. So much is coming at you in today's world, whether it's through television, through an iPod, through radio, through the internet. It's just as if you'll reach a point where everything just puts on the brakes and says, enough. I've got to go out for a walk because I can't even think. There's just so much going into the brain. The reality is, the more active you are and willing in your willingness to learn, the more you have a chance to step up to the plate of change. This is an adventure that you are living. You're like a Lewis and Clark, but you're not out with the bears and the bugs. What you are, there are bears and bugs financially and some other things, I guess you might relate those to, but the truth is, there is that earnestness that you must have about exploring yourself. And when you're willing to explore yourself, you're going to perhaps discover a gold mine. Now, I know we're almost out of time here, but it is so important to remember this. You never know where you're going to be or who you can be with that may have need of your skills and your abilities. So there needs to be that value of the self. And when Jill was talking about self-promotion, we've all been around people that just, they've got so much hot air, you're surprised they're even able to keep their feet on the ground because they're so inflated with themselves. But self-promotion doesn't have to be phony like that. If you're a real person and you sincerely care about what you do, I don't care if it's working with tires, being a nurse, if it is being a speaker, I mean, if you really love what you do, you're going to make such a difference in some way in someone's life. And not all of us are going to be able to be on People magazine. Okay, so that's fine. But you may be able to have an effect with someone or an environment that you work in. You may be able to bring something new to the table. And if you find yourself in an environment where people are trying to keep everything the same, where they're not open to change, then you may have to look at yourself and say, where else do I need to be? If you've been booted out from somewhere, if you've been laid off, ask yourself, what are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? Where can I put myself? What can I do that I can bring my gifts, my talents into an environment where they will be appreciated? Who knows? You may have to create your own. This is Donna Siebel. I know we're out of time. And I just want to say thank you for being with me today. It's been an absolute delight. And remember, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Change is a part of life. Don't be afraid of it. Greet it. It expands not just the brain, but it expands your life, your experience, and your interactions with people. Don't be afraid to be out there and communicating with others, because they really need to hear about you. You're pretty special, I think, anyway. This is Donna Siebel. Talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.